Welcome back, interweb friends. Stop the movie, I want to get out. Hollywood makes bad movies, we make fun of them. I'm Alex Dunbar, joined this week by Andy Wolf.
Oh, I get the first introduction this time.
That's right. Cody Wolf.
I'm on time.
And Mr. Mustache, Jack Estabrook.
Hello.
Yeah, it's speaking through a soup strainer. Our movie this week may be the worst studio
film. I don't think
film.
There's any maybe about it. This was
I don't know. Lady in the Water still.
No, this was the worst.
And yeah. I just want to say before I get like 17 tweets from people who are like, "You say every movie is the worst." I'm saying that. I'm qualifying it. Rotten Tomatoes made a list of the 100 worst studio films ever made. This movie was number one. It was 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It still has 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Ballistics, 2002's Ballistics X versus Sever. Which
isn't really no versing.
Right, there is no versing.
There's one play.
That's like the stupidest title. It sounds like a video game title.
It's a four-word title, and really none of the four words accurately describe what goes on in this movie.
No.
Two of the character names are included, but it is incredibly misleading in a short
amount of words. Too, also, I don't know about you guys, but for this movie, I'd like to rename the show to "Stop the Soundtrack."
I want to talk about
because
that.
Because
soundtrack was the worst.
oh my god!
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that we're gonna. Get
it was
into
in
that.
My head for the next morning. I woke up and I'm like, "Oh my god, I can't
well,
get
which
that."
Which one?
Well, I was singing that stupid the end credit song for like an hour afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding? Like, I thought that was like this was like over the top. Where all of a sudden, like
electric
a ballad
trumps.
Comes in. All right, so let's get into it. I should just to start off with too. I agree. This movie felt like it was a movie from 1987 that was made in 2002.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. I was surprised when I got to the end and I saw it was a 2001 because I would have said early 90s.
Maybe
with everything that was going, the story, the soundtrack, all that. I was like, oh, this is like an early 90s movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a lot of like Fair Game in it, and
yeah,
very Fair Game.
And it used that. It used the it used that song by the Crystal Method. Listen, all you mothers. That's like in every movie from that time period.
Yes.
I was like, once I heard that, I was like, yep, it's that kind of movie.
It's
I knew it was gonna be bad when I saw it was directed by Chaos. Just one word, one word director.
Yeah, what was that? He's a rap guy, right?
No,
it's some guy whose last name is like
that was a rapper.
Like a really long last name.
He's
so he shortened to Chaos.
He's like Taiwanese, and he had done one other movie, and for some reason he called himself Chaos because I guess if you like combine
it's
a few
part
of
his last name.
You kind of shorten his last name,
but it's just like whenever I see like a one name director, it's like
God.
This movie is crazy confusing as well. For a movie where nothing happens, there are points where it's very confusing because it also. This is really kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure in that some plot lines are not explained. Some plot lines, you can just sort of invent your own explanation.
Yeah.
Because whatever's going on in your own mind is probably better what they were intending.
Right.
And some things just, I still don't know.
Yeah, there's some things that happen, like I was talking to you about. Yeah. I hope they wrap this up, because I don't know why that just happened.
And they don't. They do not.
I honestly can't remember any plot line. Like, I know there's something about nanobots.
Yeah.
And there was
there's a
kid.
Story about nanobots and a custody battle. If somebody asked me, how would you describe this movie? I would say, well, it's really about assassins, nanobots, and child custody.
Yeah.
You know?
Jack and I watched it together, and about 5 minutes into it, he goes, uh-oh, is this movie about a custody battle? Because that's what it looked like. It was,
that's literally what I was expecting. It's like, okay, so one bad guy wants... So the one guy wants his son, the woman wants her son, and each hires a secret agent. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Probably would have been better.
So to come ready, this movie opens with
a bad
nonsense.
A bad soundtrack.
Well, a bad soundtrack. Well, gentlemen,
the movie opens with a helicopter shot over the bay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
The one that was cliched, the water, and then up
Which
into the city.
Nothing to do with anything, yeah.
Nope.
But then,
we had to establish we're in Vancouver.
The young kid getting off the plane.
Yes.
The mother picks him up, drives home, to which somebody backs down the driveway. And there's a guy standing in a driveway. Now, a funny thing is he put the badge up to the window and said, you know, your husband wants to take your son, and said, DIA.
Yeah.
Now, I thought...
See, the poor man's CIA.
I thought, wow, this guy's got some power. He works for the Denver International Airport.
Yeah.
And he's got this power to take the kid from her. I don't know what the... Have you ever heard of the DIA before?
Jack and I actually had to look it up, like, halfway through during the movie. I got so bored, I looked it up. And it's like the... I think it's the...
Is there actually
defensive intelligence?
All right, never heard of it.
I thought it was just
a high-powered official.
I don't think so.
But there's an even bigger problem with the DIA, which is...
What's the structure?
Well, no, bigger problem than that. We're in Canada.
Well, what
enforcement does any American law enforcement group have in Vancouver?
You have the DIA, you have the FBI, and all these American agencies operating in Canada.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie. Like,
the Mounties are never involved in this film, you know. Yeah, that was... But Andy's saying, right, you get this weird scene of a car follows... another car backwards down a driveway, and I don't, and you don't, and then it's like seen, like, it's why? Like, why did the car, what was going on?
Very dramatic, yeah.
I still don't know. So then a guy's like, oh, Mr. Whoever wants his kid, and then the kid goes into the car that followed the other car backwards down the driveway, and you're just like, why? Like, you're watching this in real time. Like, it was someone shooting and didn't understand that you can edit things out. You know, we have to show everything that happened.
Right.
So then we get to Lucy Liu, who is by the way, star of this movie. This is a pretty narrow window when Lucy Liu was the star of a $70 million movie.
Yeah.
So yeah.
She doesn't speak for like 45 minutes.
And her facial expressions never change once.
Oh, I've got a treat for you coming up. So Wrong, It's Right. Yeah, she...
I got a facial for you.
Yeah, good.
You're
going to
be...
Yep. Yeah.
She shows up, but they're driving with a kid in the truck, and there's a car in front of him, a car behind him or something. And then all of a sudden, the car on the street explodes.
Yeah, one of the cars parked on the side of the street.
Right.
Explodes. Now they stop. And instead of like being, holy crap, a freaking car exploded, let me get away from this, they sit there with this kid in the car.
Yep.
Right.
And just kind of sit there and wait for I don't know what.
There's one guy.
What are they waiting for?
Lucy Liu.
there's an ambush.
There's a guy.
There's an Admiral Akbar moment.
The script says Lucy Liu is going to be here in a second. Right. So we have to wait.
And if you watch it, there's a guy who stands there and just stares down Lucy Liu as she walks up to him and kicks him.
Right.
He's holding a gun. He does nothing.
Right.
He might as well.
Well,
just
the soundtrack goes.
Listen, all you mother.
We should just have someone do that during the whole podcast.
That's the name of the game.
Just in the background.
Oh, we should have done it.
So Lucy Liu punches a bunch of guys. And then just takes this kid. Again, we don't know who this kid is.
Yeah,
we don't know who anybody is.
She disarms and takes care of like seven guys.
Yeah.
And then, you still don't know anything, but and takes the kid. And
you don't...
The one guy's smart plan was, hey, kid, stay here.
Yeah, like literally, he says, stay here.
Leave him alone over here. I'm going to walk over here and get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
I think people
are shooting. Right, there's a car on fire. This is not a safe place for a kid.
Yeah, hey, kid, stand here.
So then we go to Antonio Banderas.
He's in a bar drinking.
Antonio. And like a DIA guy comes in and shows this scene is hilarious.
I want to know how many...
Wait, before Antonio Banderas... Give me a line.
Well, no, hold on.
No, give me a line.
Do you remember any lines?
Ask me why my head. What happened to my head? Because they asked him what happened to his head.
Okay, yeah. What happened to your head? Yeah. Well, this is a problem in the movie. When I say I couldn't understand this movie, it's a literal problem,
you know,
not figuratively.
A lot of times when I watch a movie, I do have to cut my ear like this because I can't hear good.
Can I get one of those big horns?
I'm walking up next to TV with my ear cupped going, what? Rewind that. I can't. What's wrong with his head?
I couldn't. There were several scenes I watched multiple times and still don't know what Antonio, because he's mumbling mumbling and keeps a cigarette in the middle of his mouth. Not even the side of his mouth, in the middle of his mouth.
Not to mention that English is a second language for this actor.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. But my favorite moment in this is the DIA guy comes in sits down next to Antonio Banderas, shows Antonio Banderas a picture of Antonio Banderas, and says, "That's you, isn't it?"
I don't recognize that
what
man.
What kind of introduction
it
is
It looks
that?
Like the picture was taken like 2 days ago, too.
What is going on? Hey, here's a picture of you. That is you, right?
My favorite part about the scene, too, is these two DIA guys come up and they're like, so-and-so wants to talk to you. I can't remember the guy's name. But they're like, Tony wants to talk
Julio
to you.
Or something.
Julio, yeah, Julio wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't have anything to say to him, whatever. And then they grab him and he fights him off, whatever. And then Julio comes walking through the door.
He totally calms the situation down. Like,
wait, if he was there, why didn't he just come in and talk to him?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it made it seem like they wanted to take Antonio Banderas somewhere to talk to Julio, but Julio's standing outside the door.
Right there, yeah. Which we then get this great scene of, like, she's alive. I went to the funeral. You saw a closed casket. Okay. Who are we talking? Oh, we're talking about his wife. That's later.
I mean, I thought it was like a bad guy. Like, this bad guy's still alive and she's coming for you or something. But no, it's his wife.
He's like X or Sephora, whichever one it is. She's still alive. You know, she's buried her. She's my nemesis.
I'm going to verse her at some point. Maybe.
And the scene is a great ending because Antonio Banderas is like, I'm not going to work with you guys. And he like storms
out
of the bar.
I'm out of here.
And it's so funny because even the DIA guy, even the DIA guy is like, guys, don't go anywhere. He'll be back in a minute. He's back in a minute. Even within the movie's like, this is stupid.
Because like, then he walks outside and he's like that. Like Jack saying, the movie's trying to be cool. It's him in the rain. He's slowly popping his collar on his jacket, and smoking a cigarette, and as like some
James Dean moment,
some like flashback goes off in his head, and then it comes back to him back in the bar. Really, like, you're gonna be working with us in this department or whatever.
I felt like they should have had the DIA guy go, oh, guys, don't go. He's just gotta have a quick flashback. Like, just stay here.
Gotta take a walk
just
in the rain.
Stay here. Once we get through this flashback, he's on this job.
Cliches.
So now the bad—I guess he's the bad guy of the movie who is—I don't even know his name.
Gant.
So Gant takes the henchman who allowed the kid to be kidnapped by Lucy Liu, and confronts Mangai and hands him a gun.
I still don't know what happened here.
He says samurai warriors kill themselves and they fail their masters. Then he hands him a gun.
Yeah, hands him a gun.
Oh, the guy's wearing like a huge like neck brace too, because like, he got his butt
destroyed so badly. So he hands him a gun. He's like, "You failed in keeping this kid, so now I want you to shoot yourself." And the level of stupidity of what breaks out next is beyond this podcast, beyond all comprehension.
Right. Right. So, I'm like, if he shoots himself in the head, that's dumb.
Yes.
And then they took it to a whole new dumb level.
Yes, they did.
They're like, we are not.
Well, I knew
we're
that.
Not okay with regular dumb.
This is how that come from.
I knew he wasn't going to shoot it. I knew he was going to aim the gun at Gant.
Well, you figured it.
And I knew he was going to pull the trigger. What I thought was going to happen was he would pull the trigger and it was empty, and then Gant would be like, "You disloyal pig," or something, and shoot him. But then I don't know what actually happened because he.
So it appears that Gant gave him a rigged gun that doesn't from the front.
Well, shoots from the back.
Was that what it was?
So if he tries to shoot it at someone else, it shoots him.
Which means if he tried to shoot himself, would it hit Gant?
It would, yes. Which is, by the way, when he's guy has the gun pointed at him itself, no one is freaked out that a bullet might come out of the back of the gun and hit
that
them.
That makes no sense.
So stupid.
I thought it was a sharpshooter round or something.
Part of me thought, because Ray Park was standing behind him when he got shot, I honestly thought that Ray Park had shot him and that somehow the bullet, beyond logic, did not pass through and hit
Gant. But I rewound it and watched it, and I think you can actually see a shell come out of the gun, which means he did fire the gun.
Yes.
Yeah. And a shell came out of the gun, so a bullet.
I love that we're talking about
so why is Ray Park okay?
Because I didn't think about that. I thought it was like a sharpshooter somewhere.
Yeah,
no, it's like a
it's
crazy gun.
This is a failure of editing.
Oh,
this should be shown to college students for like how not to sequence, so poorly done. And by the way, we got to talk about Ray Park, who it took me about 10 minutes to realize it was Ray Park. I was like, who is that poor man Seth Green? Like, he looked like, and what is going on? He goes through the whole movie. He doesn't have a mustache, but he doesn't not have a mustache. He has like a 4-day mustache growth, and it looks so stupid.
Well, that becomes my favorite part too here, where Julio takes Sever or Eck, whatever, which one?
Eck is Banderas.
I think we should refuse to use the names Eck and Sever and just say Lucy Liu and Antonio Banderas.
He takes Banderas into the and explains what's going on to him. And wow, I was about ready to jump up with yarn and stuff and start making connections between what he was talking about in my living room and be like, I don't know what the hell the story is.
Oh, I have no idea.
This guy did this and this happened. And that,
really,
I just,
not much happened though. There's no real deep story.
I know.
It's just the way they talk about it is like.
The way he's saying and throwing these names around stuff, I'm like, hopefully I don't have to know this stuff.
Well, my favorite part was Ray Park's character is named AJ Ross, but in this meeting with Antonio Banderas, they're like, that's AJ Ross. His nickname is Prince of Darkness. I'm like, really? Really? So his friends are like, hey, Prince of Darkness, you want to go get a beer? Yeah. Really, that's his nickname. That's what he just goes by on the street. Prince of Darkness.
I love you, yeah. Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
He's the prince of something.
Yeah.
Hold me in your arms, Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
And Julio, and they're CIA, right?
No, they're DIA.
No, they're FBI.
Oh, they're DIA.
Well, there's DIA versus DIA.
Antonio Banderas is FBI.
Right.
Yes.
And Julio is
DIA, I believe. I think he's, or is he FBI too?
I don't even know.
Because I was wondering. I think he's DIA. Because later on, Julio walks up to
him. Oh, you're, I'm sorry.
I think he's, I think he tells, because at one point he tells Banderas he'll be working with the DIA on this.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Team,
yeah. What happens soon makes more sense.
So, I mean, to make a stupid story short, the bad guy is trying to build this robotic nano assassin, which you can inject in people and then kill via remote control. And I think we're going to get into it later on. There's one of the dumbest CG scenes.
Well, I was going to say, yeah.
Generated scenes you'll ever see in
this.
Your life. Of like this, it looks like 1990. One era
well, it's like a,
CG.
It's like a 3D like
sci-fi
X-ray,
channel.
It's
yeah.
like yeah. That's not what it looks like when you look at an X-ray, right? Like a through a microscope or something. But it's like this, like 3D, like you can see it, and it's like
and it's so dumb.
Can
it's
we
just
say
this...
that while Lucy Liu is examining this, she like takes a blood draw from this kid, and this is where we discover that this nanobot's in his blood, right?
Yeah. So the kid, yeah. okay,
and the
so
kid
the
is
kid...
in a cage, and I was hoping to see like some gigantic like. Hamster water bottle in his cage. Yeah.
So, well, and right, just to clarify, so the kid Lucy Liu kidnapped is supposedly this bad guy's son, and this bad guy's son may be carrying this robotic assassin with it, which is also never really explained why this kid. I'm sorry. He put the robotic nano assassin inside his son so it could get through customs.
Yeah.
Basically, it was like
just came back from Europe.
This is even dumber.
It's basically
than I thought it was.
Like Johnny Mnemonic, where he has to get it out of him, or the kid's gonna die.
Right.
Yeah.
He's carrying this.
So he's used his own. So he's used his own kid basically as like a drug mule.
And yeah. They never say why the kid would die. I mean,
because it's like eating him and.
I think like
it's gonna like cut through like his aorta or something.
Yeah,
because it's like
yeah,
a weapon.
Yeah,
it's a
weapon
that he put in his kid. And when she looks at the
but later
the
you
slide.
Need a remote control to activate it. Later you need the remote control.
I guess,
to activate
well, I guess you can only because it's used to control assassins. So I guess you're only going to control assassin for like 48 hours.
What it's used? I don't.
Presumably that's what they would use.
Right.
It, for.
It was just right. Some weird thing with to control assassins and.
I almost feel like the less we talk.
I think we put more thought into it than the director did.
We are going to get dumber if we talk.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yep.
So then, we're to the part now where Lucy Liu is just on the street.
Lucy
in the plaza, the whole
on the plaza
fight scene
for no reason, right?
She's like getting a coffee or something. At
yeah,
the
she's just like there, and they're like looking at her, like Ray
and
Park.
She's looking at them, and
she's
like
not meeting anybody or anything.
She's
getting coffee.
She's being followed. And she's going to get a coffee, and somehow she knows that a guy sitting behind her is a giant machine gun. She might know that because a giant machine gun is sticking out of his pants. I mean, that may be why she knows. But she's just, like, doing her shopping, I guess. And
showing
then,
out while there's some kid in a cage at her home base.
Yeah.
Right. And then all hell breaks loose. A lot of explosions and shots.
That's what I love about the scenes. Every car in the scene explodes for no reason.
Right.
This was, if you're a fan of
the
scene.
He gets hit by one stray bullet in the windshield and the whole car explodes.
Yeah, it's like explosive ridiculous. Windshield. If you're a fan of Heat, like Michael Mann's Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and the big, you know, street shootout scene in that movie, This is like that, but 3,000 well, times dumber.
Let me say, there was one cool part in this scene, one cool shot, I would say, but then it ended in the most ridiculous way possible, where she's on the roof, I think.
Yeah.
Or no, there's a gunman cool on the roof.
You thought that was cool?
There's a, well, no, the shot was cool. There's a sniper on the roof.
The payoff is
yeah,
bad.
There's a sniper yep. on the roof, and she, like, kills a sniper, and he falls off the roof, and it's like this cool shot from above, and he's like, a slow motion shot of him just falling towards
this car.
And we're
falling with him. It actually looked good.
It was a cool shot. And then he hits the car. And for some reason, one of the tires comes flying off the car. And it takes out this other guy. He like gets smashed by the tire.
I did enjoy that.
We rewound it and watched it again because it was like so freaking... Like,
yeah, it was so misplaced.
Yeah, it was like, the shot was cool. But then he hits the roof and just this tire just flies off the car.
Let's also talk about that for a second. No matter how much that guy weighed when he hit the roof of the car, how would that cause a tire to fly off out from a car? Right.
And like with enough velocity to smash this other guy against another car.
Yeah, tires even, are not held on like wagon wheels.
Even pacing-wise, that was the most ill-placed scene. I mean, because you got all this action going on, then all of a sudden it's like right. you slow this down with a guy you don't care about. He's just a sniper.
Yeah.
Falling for like 30 yeah. seconds, and it's like, wow, that just
it was a cool shot, but
down.
It didn't fit. It was dumb, but
well, the whole scene,
as far as the shot goes, I like the
pacing is so stupid because there's I have a note here where it's just like she's one person. She's surrounded by dozens of like FBI guys with machine guns, sniper,
non-stop shooting.
She's one person, and no one is even able to pin her down.
Didn't they explain that earlier though? By
she's like raised
she's
by
a
some...
Chinese something that doesn't fear, has no fear.
Yeah, I don't care if she is. I don't care. Right. Yeah, she's Electra. Right? She's Electra. I don't care if she doesn't have fear. She's surrounded 360 degrees by people with guns,
bullets flying,
and no one. Yeah. And there's also
and then she
point.
Walks out to like where there's five guys, and she just takes nunchucks or whatever the hell those things are, not nunchucks, but and just starts whipping them with that shit.
They're just like batons, weren't they?
Yeah, baton. Yeah. They all got guns there.
Oh yeah.
She's just hitting.
So wouldn't one of the guys just go pop?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there's also a great moment where early on in the shootout scene where she walks out in the middle of this mall, she just grabs a gun. And just shoots a gun up into the air, and the bad guys are like, "Whoa, she knows we want to kill her."
Yeah. Including the guy with the gun.
Which is funny because I thought that she was going to get lost in the crowd, like some cool like.
Right.
There's like all these people walking around. She's just going to like lose herself in the crowd, so they can't find her. But she fires the gun there. Everyone goes running.
And she's like, just there she is, in the middle of a plaza with a gun, and all of them are like, "Everyone, take cover! She's on to us. The person we've surrounded is on to us." Like Andy said, there's another point too where everyone is just like everyone's a red shirt in this movie. At one point, she turns a corner, and on the geography of the scene, these two machine gun guys had to have been right in front of Lucy Liu for at least 40 seconds, not shooting her, so that she can then just be like, "Oh, like they had to have been looking right at her, so that she can then mow them down."
Yeah.
So there's no pacing, no editing. I just was.
Antonio Banderas is there. He's like sleeping in a car.
He must be like he's quite a ways away too.
Yeah, him and I can't remember if it was Julio or his partner were like just sitting in the car like a block away, and they're just kind of. Antonio Banderas literally has his eyes closed. He's like just like laying there.
We've got to do this. This is my favorite dialogue in the movie. This best dialogue in the movie. All available units. Shots fired. Suspect is female. Antonio Banderas is like, "That's her."
That's
what?
Her.
Really? So all you know is that a woman has fired a gun, and he's like,
"He actually
That's
said."
Her.
He actually said, "That's her." Yeah. But so, yeah. So then he apparently they didn't hear like all these gunshots and everything going on for like 10 minutes straight.
He had to be like freaking miles and miles away because it took them until it was all over to get there.
Yeah. But then he just gets out of the car and runs right into the action. And he chases down, he starts chasing Lucy Liu.
No, but before that, though, before he chases her, they get there, that everything's done.
Well, we talked about, too, when the guy with a sniper rifle had Lucy Liu in his sights.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't take the shot.
She instead lines up and shoots the slowest RPG in history.
Rocket!
And hits him! Hits him! That's... crazy.
I love that stuff in movies. Because he's got her in scope, and you see him, he looks and sees her pointing at him, and he just kind of picks his head up and goes, "Oh."
This is going to hurt.
She has time to raise it up, sight it up, launch it. It's slow. And he's like,
"Oh, I can't get her."
Yeah. You know what, guys?
I made a serious mistake.
The funny thing is, all the action stopped.
Yeah.
And then Julio shows up, and then Banderas shows up. And he's looking around the wreckage.
Yeah.
Now he's looking around, and I see him look at like three bullet holes in the wall or something.
This is hilarious.
And then he calls up Julio. He goes, I could understand this line somehow. He's like, "Get your guys out of here." He's like, "Why? What?" She's not done yet. I'm like, What did he see?
Yeah, he's looking at like three bullet holes.
Right.
He's like RoboCop. He's just like seeing it and computing it in his mind.
So, like, what the hell?
From the trajectory of those bullet holes, he's like, I think she's coming back.
Right.
There's only she's got more bullets, guys.
Yeah.
Then she shoots Julio.
Okay, yeah. I can remember somehow Julio got shot.
Which also
he's just standing there and he gets shot.
Why? Why does she shoot him?
I don't know. She shoots. That's what I'm saying. They never wrapped that one up for him.
Again, here's another point where she could have just disappeared and gotten away. And she's like, I'm going to shoot a cop now.
I'm even going to flash forward to the end of the movie where... All right, so set the table a little bit. So Antonio Banderas gets brought into this because Julio is like, hey, your wife is alive. You thought she was dead. She thought you were dead. You're both stupid, by the way. But you're both alive. And if you help me...
Catch Gant,
then I'll hook you back up with your wife. Because your wife is connected to Gant anyway. So stupid. And Lucy Liu is just trying to protect this little kid because she thinks that the robotic is... This is all
How does
stupid.
She even know? Is she working for Gant and then changed her mind?
Yeah, but why would Lucy Liu, knowing what we know at the end of the movie, why would she want to kill the FBI right. director?
Yeah, he's not like dirty or anything.
There's no motive. In fact, he's one of the only clean characters in this movie.
Right. Yeah.
Because Ray Park, you find out here, is like working for...
You mean Prince of Darkness?
Working
with Gant.
The FBI and with Gant. He's like a double agent.
Yeah. Look, I could see her wanting
within
to kill
his
Ray
own
Park.
Government
yeah.
in
fact,
Canada.
She does kill Ray Park later in the movie, but there's no reason. In fact,
to shoot Julio at that point.
The Julio character even kind of looks surprised like when he gets about to get chased.
Really?
Like, I'm okay.
Then Banderas takes off and he starts chasing her down.
Yes. Like a foot chase.
Yeah.
A foot chase that is interrupted for 20 seconds of a sketchy guy hitting on a trashy blonde.
Oh my god, yeah, what's up with that?
I have no idea. I feel like there was like a subplot that was like cut out of the movie or something.
Maybe a running gag, but the only one element of it stayed.
Why would you put that in there?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's
so bizarre.
And we get for the second time in the podcast too a trash chute escape.
That's true. They chase each other down a garbage chute.
Yeah.
And
there's really not much to talk about here, really.
And then, well, basically, this is the only versus scene in the movie. They end up on a roof.
And they're fighting.
They're fighting, and again, a sniper has them and has
they're
her.
Clearly
in his
each
scope.
Other's equal.
And he starts shooting. The sniper starts shooting, like, the ground around them. Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Because he doesn't know
he's not trying
to
kill either of them.
Yeah, I think he doesn't want to kill either, right? Because she's got his kid, and.
So why shoot at all then?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Why is
so
anyone fighting?
Well, they're fighting, and then Lucy Liu just runs away, and Antonio Banderas is like, "Oh, she ran away," and that was like the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's trying to get her because she knows where his wife is.
Right.
She says something.
Julio says she knows where your wife is.
Oh, okay, right. That's it. So I remember. I don't know.
Also,
somebody said
which
something.
Also, spoiler alert: she doesn't. You know, like to make
him address
somewhere, or maybe she does.
Later
she
on,
doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Later on,
like
yeah.
it's so
she knows that. Yeah, she knows that he's with Gant or she's with Gant.
Yeah,
but I mean, this scene
because how? Because she's
I mean, this scene
Gant,
was like
yeah.
the most boring fight scene too. I was like, seriously, falling asleep.
That's my problem.
Like, this really bad.
Boring. Yeah, this movie, which is theoretically nonstop action, is incredibly boring.
Yeah,
and not.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
staged
and,
well. It's not edited well.
And the thing is, with Lucy Liu's character, she had a son, and Gant had him killed because special
maybe.
Agents aren't supposed to have families, I guess.
I don't know. That maybe.
And but then Lucy Liu has this little boy who probably about her son's age in a cage. And has no freaking emotion towards him whatsoever.
Yeah, I know.
You never see any
no
tender moments.
She gave him like six desserts on his food.
Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm glad you noticed that too, Jack. We're going to talk about that.
But you never
notice
any tender moments with her and him, kind of, so you can be like, oh, well, Lucy, she got a, you know.
Like she's got a soft spot for him because her own kid got killed.
Right,
yeah,
not at all. She's always got that stoic face on and like.
Well, that's the problem is you never feel any connection to any character in this movie. Because Lucy Liu is pretty much a jerk.
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas is so checked out and like slovenly that you don't care about him. The closest character that you feel like you have a connection to is that assistant DIA director, the guy who like pops in and out of the movie. Yeah, yeah. He's the only character who actually I think anyone feels any connection to.
And then he disappears.
And he disappears for 90% of the film. Yeah.
They establish him in the beginning.
Then they had the scene in his house.
And then he kind of like
randomly. And then he's gone.
Then he comes in the end.
Was he in the end? I don't remember him.
Yeah, in the end. He comes because he has... Well, because the killer.
Yeah, because they like needed someone to.
She's not a killer. She's a mother.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the.
She's
next.
A mom, guys. This
okay.
She killed 80 freaking FBI agents, but she used to be a mom.
It's on the Tom Cruise in Night and Day theory of you can just kill people recklessly, but then if you're an okay person, it's understood. So let's go. Then we also then go to this insane car chase. There are a couple of car chases. This is the one I'm talking about, where Lucy Liu.
Yeah, how's this come about now?
It's somehow
with who? Which one? I seriously don't remember.
Antonio Banderas, the one that and starts Lucy off Liu. With where she's in a car.
Oh, she breaks him out. She breaks him free from. He gets arrested.
Yes,
he gets arrested.
Okay,
and
does he for what?
He got arrested for shooting Julio.
Yeah, that was another thing. Why did anybody think he shot Julio?
I don't know, but
he was there when Julio got shot. Because
Gans the head of the DIA, and he's a dirty cop.
Right, but there was like eight other agents standing next to Julio when he got shot.
Yeah, but
they're all on Gans' payroll.
Antonio Banderas didn't do it.
Right.
So and by the way, there was an agent with Antonio Banderas when Julio was being shot who could be like, yeah, I was with Antonio Banderas.
He definitely didn't do
it. He didn't do it.
And what's great about this plan is he gets so that Gans decides to put him away. So he's on the prison bus going to prison.
All right.
And Lucy Liu breaks him free with a great plan. Shoot a RPG at the bus.
Yes.
Hey, you'll be okay. You'll be okay in there. Don't worry. And she had to know that he was going to be able to break. He broke free from his cuffs.
Right.
So she had to know. He probably broke free from his cuffs now.
Well, because that's the ex she's been waiting for her whole life. And I'm going to hit the bus.
She saw him fight. They were equally matched, so she knew he would be.
Yeah, I'm going to hit a bus at like 70 miles an hour. He'll break free. He'll be okay.
Right. Can we also mention at one point during this, Lucy Liu's bio comes up on a computer, and there's a line that said that Lucy Liu is, quote, werewolf grade. What does that mean? This is really on a computer screen. Werewolf
that's another
grade?
That's another subplot that got cut.
What?
I just saw, too, they had a picture of her with her baby, like this. This artistic picture of her and her baby on her profile.
Yeah. So really, yeah,
like a professional.
They went to Sears Sports Radio and got that. Yeah. Yeah.
This is werewolf of justice.
Yeah.
Werewolf grade. I want to know their other grades.
Yeah.
Powerpuff grade.
So she shoots a rocket at the bus to get Antonio Banderas off, where it pulls what I call a Herbie the Love Bug, which is that the bus splits in half and the back end is going past the front end.
Did it do that?
I think it did,
yes,
right?
It did.
Yeah.
Did I don't remember that.
I don't even remember
that. I remember flipping over.
Yeah, which is a really
that's how he gets out
Herbie
of it.
Move, you know.
Then he gets out and he finds a motorcycle, doesn't he? Somebody dumped a motorcycle because of the accident, and he jumps on it and starts chasing her.
He starts.
Now we're to the chase scene,
right? And again, like her, this is the most dangerous rescue. This is Santa Claus, you know, super duper booper level danger rescue.
He's chasing her now too, right?
Yeah,
and he's chasing her.
And then Ray Park is chasing them, or
and
somebody
Park
them.
Is chasing
somehow.
Or,
and how did they know that? They must have been chasing her. Already,
maybe they were chasing.
I think they were following her.
I think they were just standing around in a park bench. They saw them drive by and said, "Hey, it's those guys we're trying to chase."
So it was a big car chase scene,
which ends up with Lucy Liu shooting a rocket into two towers of crushed cars, leaving just enough room for Antonio Banderas to drive a motorcycle through. Again, most dangerous rescue ever. He then hits a crashed car and goes flying through the air.
And another shot, he's flying through the air and they show two cars.
Oh, yeah, they come up behind
him. Right behind him through the air.
They were launched, like they were flying out of a Hot Wheels track. Right, yeah.
This movie basically wanted to be a music video, I think. Like all these like, oh, that shot looked real cool. Yeah. You know, it makes no sense and it's totally dumb.
So you're asking me to believe that the bad guy drivers, when they saw these crushed cars toppling over,
driving.
Did not brake, but accelerated, and then got launched
right,
into
and somehow
the air.
Found a ramp.
Yeah. Why did Lucy Liu do any of this, by the way?
Well, because then she almost kills him, too.
Well, Banderas lands and surprisingly has no broken bones or a bloody nose or anything.
Concussion.
Yeah.
And she comes over and says, you know, Your wife is here and drops the paper.
Why didn't she just give him the? This is the stupidest delivery method.
Well, doesn't she like have a gun on him? Like at first she's like pointing a gun at him, like she's gonna kill him.
Yeah, could and be, if she yeah. just because then give him she takes. Yeah. Why didn't she just like somehow give him the like? I don't know. Go to the jail and be like, "Hey, here's that address you want." Right.
She basically almost kills him. Then goes, "Here's your wife is here."
I had to watch this movie in spurts. I couldn't watch it all the way through. No, and this, I did too. This was one of the points I had to, hence the title of this podcast. I had to stop the movie and say, "You know what? We'll be right back. I'm gonna take a break on this."
I knew that if I stopped it, I wouldn't come back to it, so I had to just choke it down.
It was that kind of movie.
It was really bad.
At least I had a shared experience.
And Jack brought this up earlier. Yes. We then get to a scene of Lucy Liu with the bad guy's son, who she is holding in a jail cell.
It's like a chicken wire cage, some sort.
It's terrible.
Yeah, she's got this like scaffolding in a cave. In,
And this kid is like totally cool with this too. At no point is he like, "I want to go home." Or,
yeah, he's not crying. Or
yeah, he's just like,
he's actually like, "Hey, you know, he's friendly." She brings in dinner on a tray, and I had to pause the movie. Yep. Did you guys notice what was on this tray?
I noticed
a dessert, like a brownie.
This is what's on the tray: mac and cheese, which is kind of like right in the center. And this is some of the worst props work ever. You can just tell that someone was like, "Oh, we got to fill out this tray. What do we got?" It's mac and cheese, a Twinkie, Hostess cupcake, brownie, Jell-O, and a ho ho. That's what's on the tray.
I mean, that's why her kid's dead.
Yeah. What kind of a mother was she?
I mean, at the end when they're like, "She's not even she's a mother," they're like,
tray.
"You know what, as a mother, she's got some issues."
That was the dessert tray. You know, that's the first thing I noticed was that Hostess cupcake with like the white twirlies on it.
Yeah.
I was like, "What?" And then I noticed the Jell-O next to it, and I was like, "Two desserts." Then I noticed the Twinkie. I was like, "Three desserts." We didn't pause it. But
it's horrible nutrition. Yeah. She and Sylvester Stallone from Over the Top should get together for like the worst parents ever.
Coming up to this scene where great scene where Banderas and his wife finally see each other.
Yeah.
Now, did they set this up? Because I thought that he just like showed up at some aquarium.
No, he did.
And she was sitting there just looking at whales or whatever.
They didn't set it up. It was their first meeting.
I have a feeling.
No, but I mean, did they set it up? Did he call his wife and say, "Hey"?
No, he just had an address.
I think there's
was the address the aquarium though?
Because the
I think there's a cut scene where this is my own brain trying to connect the dots of him following her. From the address Lucy Liu gave
that's
to
fine.
The aquarium, but they don't show
that. Right, way, he's just at the aquarium.
But that's fine either way, because when they get to the aquarium, you thought this guy was dead. You thought
they're just like, "Hey,
you're alive." Oh, it was like, "Wow, that's your freaking greeting." I'd be like,
"Yeah, and why in an aquarium?"
I guess you don't love me too much. I'm out of here if that was your response. Holy cow.
Well, they're both really
the lamest story. And then we got into the backstory.
Then, of course, you find out.
How they thought each other were dead.
God, this is the dumbest.
What the hell? So, Gant. What are they like out at a restaurant or something?
Yeah, he likes.
And they're just like chilling, like having a conversation. And he's talking about how he wants to get back in the service, and she's like, "No, it's too dangerous." He's like, "But I have to. It's one last mission or whatever." And then as they're walking out, like in slow motion, like Gant is like glaring at him. And then a car explodes. And Antonio Banderas is on one side. X is on one side of the car. And X's wife is on the other side of the car. And each one thinks that the other was in the car. And Gant is like...
They're staring at each other, too. And then he blows up a second car, too.
No one follows up on this. It's really like the movie is just saying like, "Well, you know what? My spouse was near that car that blew up. I'm going to stop there. I don't need to know anymore. They were near a car that blew up. I'm moving on with my life."
He did this because he wanted to be with her?
Yeah. And hold on, there's also an amazing thing in that flashback scene. So you're seeing this flashback of this dinner years ago that was Antonio Banderas, his wife, Gant, and some woman. Other mystery fourth wheel. Like, she must be like, "What am I doing here? What role am I playing in this scheme?" You know, that's what I want to know is what her reaction to seeing two cars blow up and then, you know, her boyfriend marrying the woman from, you know, she must be like, "Wow, that's a really complicated dating setup."
And then you find out in the scene, too, where they're in the aquarium, what you know you're going to find out the whole movie, which is the kid is actually Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, you knew
that.
It's not Gans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was either Lucy Liu or his.
I thought maybe something.
Thought Lucy Liu got the woman pregnant.
Doesn't look Asian to me.
No, I thought maybe the kid was hers when she took it, like in. Because maybe her kid didn't get killed.
She got his wife pregnant.
Yeah. Did anyone notice there's
Well, the kid is totally not like both ex and his wife are both like Latino, and this kid is like completely. He's just like the whitest kid you've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's like no way that this kid is dark hair. So do I.
Yeah.
Wait.
This raises a lot of questions.
I gotta tell you something.
A lot of troubling questions. So it's kind of moving it forward. By the way, anyone notice the crazy rear projection scene when they're looking at
when they're in the car?
Oh, yes. Oh my
god!
That's
like sitcom level. Yeah. That was so bad.
It was bad.
I forgot about
it
that.
It was really bad. It was like
how could you forget?
It was like Saturday morning sitcom. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't. It was so distracting. My note here is. I don't know what's going on in the scene because the rear projection is so terrible.
Bad.
I can't focus on what
so
the
bad,
dialogue
like, cartoonish,
is.
Over like just didn't match with the foreground.
So now Sephir is driving X.
Yeah, because she picks them up because they're like trying to act like natural, so they start running away from the aquarium like really suspiciously.
Yeah, sure.
And then Sephir just like pulls up and just like get in the car.
And you tried to kill me.
X's
no,
wife,
I tried to rescue you.
X's well, wife is like, who is this?
And right, like, and then they wait for like. A minute and a half while the guys are bad guys are pulling up in the car, they just kept looking at them.
Yeah, because there's
they're looking at each other, and the car's coming up closer, like, look at the car, looking at each other. Like,
they're building tension! It's building tension!
There's a ton of staring in this movie. Right. Yeah. And then there's a real question of if Antonio Banderas and Lucy Liu know that they're being followed by a helicopter or don't know if they're being followed by a helicopter. Either way, the helicopter is about 20 feet off the ground right behind the car. And it's not clear, like, if the whole time I'm like, I don't know if this is part of their plan or not, because they don't seem to acknowledge the helicopter, but they don't.
Well, I
guess
they know
it.
Because when they get to the train yard, they start setting up their booby traps. And they start placing the weapons all around the rail cars.
Yeah.
Because they got a definite plan of how they're going to run through and.
Yes.
And get the weapons and you know, take care of the bad guys.
Yeah. Which, again, why? Having seen the end of the movie, what is the point of that rail yard scene? I'm correct in saying there's no point, right, to that
the
rail
end
yard?
Of the movie?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. They just wanted to do a scene
just
in a rail yard.
Yeah,
they
just blow things
cool.
up more.
Okay.
Well, what's great is, like, the bad guys pull up the rail yard. they're going to bust in the lair.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, what do we want to do with Lucy Liu? And he's like, well, she's, you know, basically kill her. She's been away from her family too long, whatever. So they're going to kill her. So what she do? She walks out on the top of a rail car, stands out in the open. He's already given the order to kill her.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything. He just talks to
her.
I'll reinstate you.
All his snipers are already dead, so.
Yeah. Well, this movie is filled.
Like 20 feet away from
her. Then the two guys come up to him, and he's like, okay. Then he gives the order to shoot her, and she's...
This movie is filled with scenes of Lucy Liu standing in wide open public places and bad guys not shooting her.
Right.
Just watching, being like, hold on. Yeah. I wanna see how this plays out.
Don't shoot her until she's running.
And again, in this rail scene, car scene, I thought it again. This all these explosions and so called action. I am bored to freaking tears.
Scene was I was totally checked out.
An action movie, and I'm bored.
This is the word. There's only
and the
one
reason
thing.
Is because you do not care about anybody.
Oh, you don't care about anyone.
Scene,
oh,
hell no.
So,
hell no. Yeah.
So you're totally freaking bored with it.
Yep. Yeah. There's only one funny thing. There's a funny moment when Antonio Banderas sets a trap of like some explosives, and it backfires.
Yeah.
And the trap actually. Pins him under like 20
no,
giant
no
metal
bad
tubes.
Guys are injured at all in this.
And then just one edit later he's out shooting bad guys all over the place and I'm like why did you even show me his trap backfiring and pinning him like if it doesn't if
well yeah cuz I mean
later,
at one point
he's running
he's,
around
he's running away cuz the train's like exploding and he's like trying to beat the explosion as it's like blowing up every step away. At one point you see him actually get hit by like flames and fire and stuff.
Yeah.
Just the concussive
And
noise alone would disorient him quite
still,
a bit.
Prince of Darkness is there. Yeah. And he gets engulfed in flames. I guess he is the Prince of Darkness because they get engulfed in the flames.
Yeah.
And then next scene they're on the ground, they're like getting up. It's like they're not smoldering or smoking or burnt or anything. It's like, I just saw you get engulfed in flames.
I know. I didn't understand it. And we get the most boring, stilted kung fu fight ever between Lucy Liu and Ray Park.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Which felt
because and when Wade Park took his jacket off and you knew they're gonna fight, I was like, oh, this is so freaking dumb.
I felt like we weren't looking at the fight. I felt like we were watching. If you've ever seen like behind the scenes stuff of a fight scene being choreographed and they're doing it slowly,
yeah,
like, just with timing to be like, okay, this is step one, step two, step three. It felt like we were just watching the choreography run through, not even the fight scenes.
Right.
When I was watching, I was just thinking of the Darth Maul Qui-Gon Jinn fight from episode one, because it was like much better than this fight.
I thought
like,
that's too.
A much better fight. I was just thinking
I
that
actually,
one
this is
going
the
on.
First movie I've ever seen that made me go, oh, you know what? Episode one, not so bad.
That's true.
And here's the other whole question I had at the end of this movie. Why did they endanger this kid? Because they bring all the bad guys to where the kid is, who we now know is Antonio Banderas and
his
wife's kid. Why did they bring the bad guys to the kid? Lucy Liu's mother instincts have a lot of
problems. I love this too, because earlier when he meets his kid or whatever, and then he's just before this fight, they're gonna go fight. You see the woman and the kid like go up in an elevator.
Yeah, you'll be safe.
And I'm
there.
Where are they going? I figure they're like going and leaving or something. Later on, after the bad guy comes in the lair, the elevator comes down and they're still in it.
They're still in the elevator.
They're just hanging out in the elevator, in the lift.
This plan is awful.
She kills Ray Park Jr. Right?
Ray Park Jr.
I think you're thinking of Ray Parker Jr. from Ghostbusters, which might have been better in this role, but yeah.
Right, she kills him. He does. Gant does. Something happens there.
She
wasn't clear if she was dead. If he was dead or not. I was waiting for him to pop back out. He didn't.
Yeah, I think I was checking my Twitter account.
Yeah, it was really whatever.
So yeah, so then the bad guy comes in who
Gant, right.
Who in my mind is Neil McDonough. For some reason.
He
comes in and him and Lucy Liu are, you know, you can't win or something. Like some stupid generic bad guy, good guy speech. And then she shoots him with a bullet, which you saw her putting together earlier in the movie.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was saying,
she shoots him with this bullet and he's like, is that the best you got? And she's like, no, this is. And she hits the remote and then he starts like, ugh.
He
went to take the nanobot out of the kid. It wasn't there.
Yeah, the nanobot assassin. It's in him. Yeah, right. The nanobot assassin is inside your body. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Then, of course, he gets killed by his own nanobot.
That's a great description of this movie. He gets killed by his own nanobot. That's awesome.
And then basically it's
poetic justice.
The next scene is him and. Is Lucy Liu and Antonio Banderas staying on top of like a crane, looking
the Chinese guy comes back all of a sudden.
Yeah. The one guy you care about comes back.
He's like, where's the killer? And we alluded to it earlier. He's like, she's not the killer. She's a mother. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, charges dropped.
Good.
So then I'm like, how are they going to wrap this terrible movie up? Because we don't care about any of the characters. I'm looking at the runtime. I'm like, this movie's about to end. We don't care about anybody. So I'm going to give you the best description I can of the end of this movie. Lucy Liu, it's just Lucy Liu and Antonio Banderas standing there, and she goes, take care of your family. I will. They look at Origami for about 5 minutes.
He turns.
Roll credits.
He turns around and she's gone. He turned away, and then he turns back,
and
she's gone.
And he looks at the Origami.
Wait a minute, you're in a freaking crane about 70, 80 feet in the... Where did she go?
She's hiding around the corner.
Why were they in a crane?
Unbelievable.
Could they be in the coffee shop or something?
She could have disappeared.
I mean, she's not a big yellow crane.
And then we get a power ballad. The movie... Then,
oh,
then
I saw that. I fast-forwarded it. I started... This movie's in 3D?
What?
In the end, it says something about 3D in the credits.
I don't... I mean, this movie...
I don't think they were doing 3D at
that. You own it? Somebody's got it. I want to check it later.
Yeah.
It says something about 3D model, about 3D something in the credits.
I think they probably mean CG
stuff. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so, real quick, one of the worst movies. Rotten Tomatoes is not kidding. This is 0% for a reason. I would put it up there with Lady in the Water.
This is 10 times worse than Lady in the Water. Lady in the Water has just some
awful. It's awful. There's nothing to it. It feels like some producers, writers, director got together and said, we're cool. Let's make a movie that's cool. Let's have leather jackets, right. trench coats, guns, techno music, car chases.
You know, because I can say Lady in the Water was, I would say, directed fairly well. This movie is
well,
not
I guess
directed.
That's true. There are technical attributes to Lady in the Water that are well done.
Well, yeah, and Lady in the Water, Paul Giamatti there, he kind of, great actor, he kind of...
Right, there was character.
There's some character in there, yeah.
There were attempts at character.
Yeah,
I mean, this
more,
movie
more
actually,
than this one.
Yeah, strangely enough, this movie doesn't even seem to want to attempt at character development, where Lady in the Water is trying
Well, it did
to.
One... Was when he was walking in the rain, they're attempting to.
Oh, the flashback.
Yeah, that
when
was,
the other
it was an attempt.
Hold on, pause in the movie while we do a flashback. yeah, pretty bad. All right, we're going to go through a couple quick things. First, our quick So Wrong It's Right. The character of Gant, Greg Henry, set a record for guest appearances on an 80s TV show, an 80s hour-long TV show.
I've seen him
not
somewhere.
Playing the same character. He set a record for being a guest star in, like, you know, like a lot of those 80s shows.
You give us clues?
I'm going to give you... Do you want clues?
It was on TV.
Many, what's the question?
How many Murder, She Wrote on your list?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
So what's the question? What the shows were or how many
No,
there
what
were?
The show is. No, what show he set a record
go
for
ahead.
Being on.
I've seen him somewhere, but...
It was... I will tell you this.
Oh,
Oh go well, oh, it's, oh. Either, it's either A Team, Murder She Wrote, or Magnum PI. Because
that came in my head. Okay, Murder She Wrote. That's
I'm gonna
my
say
pick.
I'll take Magnum PI.
I guess I'll say that's sad because I was gonna say Matlock. It's I think that was '90s though, wasn't it?
It went into the '90s.
So
I'm
gonna say A Team.
Okay, it was Murder, She Wrote. He set a record for guest appearances.
I'm
not as the same character in Murder, She Wrote.
I don't know why I knew. I just popped in my head.
Maybe you recognized his face in somewhere.
I
don't
know. I never watched Mercy Roll. Maybe I saw commercials or something.
And we are going to bring back for 1 week on. Well, we're going to bring it back the Loved It segment.
Oh, I love Loved
Was
It.
Anybody loved it? Though?
Oh,
was
0%? I normally we don't do Loved Its all the time, but with this movie at 0%, we had to go to IMDb. Too. I'm going to read a couple of reviews, positive reviews, and you guys can react to them. And maybe someone can say, what is the rule we do when I read Loved Its? I don't
the
know
punctuation,
what,
and you have to read it as a phrase.
We read it, you know, just to let everyone know, we will do our best
the
spirit of the way the punctuation and capitalizations are.
Is
I don't know why I would say that.
Points in this?
Yeah, I don't know why we would need to give people that warning. That's probably not relevant. Anyway, our first review is titled, Great Movie, Great Action, Great Music, Great Actors.
Great Music.
By Jabberwocky 6. This is an excerpt. It is definitely a good action movie. The plot was all good. The title made sense.
What?
It's about revenge, power, and payback. I have not seen a movie like this in a long time that doesn't have a lot of talking and stupid twists to try and explain what the movie is about. It is a clear, clean-cut, not gory, bloody action movie. I would recommend this movie again and again. 10 stars.
It's got to be a joke.
Was that from Chaos?
From Jabberwocky.
Chaos's mom.
Okay, next one we're going to go to. I really enjoy this one. Great action, great fun, and a great message. The author is Matt.
Force feed your kids dessert.
The author is Matt Korosak from South Jordan, Utah. I really liked the message preached by this film. While most preaching I find offensive, this was not so subtle, yet easily accepted. I really like the idea of a tough FBI agent who's nearly indestructible, not because he's got superhuman powers or special technology, but simply because he's got the will to succeed. Lucy Liu did great. I really enjoyed how she portrayed a great deal of emotion. I gotta read this from here.
What?
Lucy Liu did great. I really enjoyed how she portrayed a great deal of emotion without portraying any emotion. You have to see it to understand what I'm talking about.
I did see it. I don't understand.
10 stars. And I just want to read a quick excerpt from this one. This one's titled, Whoa! What's with all the negativity? From MFF in Honolulu. If you think the script is thin, don't shoot the messenger. But you're telling me Lucy's action work at the library shopping mall isn't up there with the best? Talk to the hand. And this is Dr. the Hand.
When this movie came out, that wasn't like a thing.
That was outdated. This is the real reason why we brought Loved It back, because this is one of the best Loved It reviews I think we will ever have on this show. It is titled Super Action Flick by Roger from Jacksonville, Florida. This isn't just another action flick. This is a super action flick. When I see a flick that is supposed to be an action flick, I expect to see a lot of action. This flick doesn't disappoint. I suspect another Detroit assembly line had to be opened up just to supply the cars blown up in this film. Apparently, they ran out of cars because towards the end of the film, they started blowing up railroad cars. Lucy Liu really delivers the goods here. Watch her as she runs through an underground parking garage in one scene. She runs with her mouth closed.
What the fuck?
Just like that Nicklin Terminator played by Robert Patrick in T2.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Watch Antonio Banderas race around on a motorcycle without a helmet on. I was very surprised they let him do that. Oh my God. And here we go. Summing it up. Big finish for Roger from Jacksonville. This movie screams sequel to me.
Oh, God.
I hope they have one using the same cast and director. One small detail. Watch for Antonio to kill the bad guy's Brit sidekick, and then watch the Brit sidekick show up a few scenes later. I give it a 10. Great review.
She runs with her mouth closed.
I really enjoyed that.
Super.
My super action flick should really be the title of this podcast.
God.
There are even more good ones on there. If you enjoy those, go to IMDb for this movie's IMDb page. Wow.
Well, I don't mind the title Ballistic, but X versus Sever was the most ridiculous add-on to that.
Yeah,
because it wasn't, it had nothing to do with him.
And I remember the promo campaign and even the poster stuff made it look like these two, like, you know, like they're both got the guns and the long
the posters,
coats
they're back to back. One's wearing blue, the other's wearing red. You get the sense that this is the movie about the two enemies are fighting each other.
This movie's So Wrong It's Right question was almost going to be, how many lines of dialogue does Lucy Liu have in this movie?
Like four.
I was just too, I was not too frustrated to go back and actually count it up. It's got to be like five. I mean, there's no dialogue.
She doesn't, her first line is like four, during that, the plaza sequence. She says to some guy, she says, run, and that's like her first line in the movie.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have many after that.
In the end, she talks to the guy about, you know, That's it.
I don't
know, when she's staying in the train car, she has some dialogue there, but it's not much.
Yep. So, pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And to sum things up, all right, we'll do, as always, you can like us on Facebook, Stop the Movie I Want to Get Out on Facebook. Great episode recaps, great photos. Great suggestions, and I do want to give a preview of movies we're going to be doing coming up, because we had a great suggestion on our Facebook site from regular listener Max Winters, and Max is right. We are going to do Octopussy coming up. I agree with Max and Cody, who pointed out that I don't know if Octopussy is the worst of the James Bond movies, but it probably is the funniest of the James Bond movies. So Octopussy, that is happening. Sharknado will be happening.
That's on DVD now.
That is on DVD.
I saw that sucker on the big screen.
Halloween 3 will be happening. And in a coming up very soon, a different kind of episode. We are going to do an episode on John Carpenter's They Live, but it's a little different than our standard Stop the Movie episode, because I think it's a movie we actually all do enjoy.
Right.
We just do need to talk
like
about
it. Like I said, I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
the movie's amazing.
No, it's not amazing. I like it.
Okay,
but I don't
before
like
we
it.
End, The Happening or
The Happening?
They Live
on Blu-ray right now for $7.
Happening.
Hold on, let's do this.
The Happening or They Live?
Both.
Which one do I like more?
Both movies.
If you had to choose to watch one, which would you rather watch? If you had to watch one movie,
The Happening.
Oh my God! That's
over
terrible.
They Live.
I never liked They Live that much.
I think Andy.
We can fight about this in the next episode.
I gotta see the way.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Oh wait, They Live.
Had this actually been scene accurate, you two would have had to fight for 20 minutes before you put on the sunglasses.
Yeah.
So that's what's upcoming. Look for those. And yeah, you can follow some of us on Twitter.
At Jack Estabrook.
At Cody A. Wolf.
And you, well, and Randy Like the Wolf.
Randy Andy Wolf.
Randy Andy Wolf.
That's what it is, I guess. Yeah.
And you can follow the show at Wind Up Films on Twitter. That will be it. We'll be back soon.
Real soon.
Very soon. Especially with that They Live episode. All right. See everyone soon. All right. Bye.
Listen, all you mother.